You're listening to SBS News.
French President Emmanuel Macron has lost his parliamentary majority after major election gains by a newly formed left-wing alliance and the far right in a stunning blow to his plans for major second-term reform. The result threw French politics into turmoil, raising the prospect of a paralyzed legislature or messy coalitions with Mr. Macron forced to reach out to new allies. The outcome severely tarnished Mr. Macron's April presidential election victory when he defeated the far right to be the first French president to win a second term in over two decades. French Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne says it raises a number of questions.
La situation est inédite.
The situation is unprecedented. The National Assembly has never seen a configuration of this type in the Fifth Republic. This situation constitutes a risk for our country in view of the challenges that we have to face, both on the national and international levels. But we have to respect this vote and consider its consequences.
Mais ce vote, nous devons le respecter et en tirer les conséquences.
Ms. Borne says her government will now reach out to potential partners as it seeks to rally a majority behind it.
Demain, nous devons amplifier et accélérer notre action.
Tomorrow, we have to amplify and speed up our action in service of all French people. From this summer, we want to put in place strong and concrete measures with regard to purchasing power. We want to continue to protect you and to ensure your security. Beyond that, I am certain that we will be able to reunify widely for jobs, for an ambitious ecological transition, for equal opportunity, for schools and for the health system, for our industrial, energy and agricultural sovereignty.
Pour notre souveraineté industrielle, énergétique et agricole.
French far-right national rally leader Marine Le Pen is enthusiastic and hopeful that Mr. Macron's leadership of France will soon come to an end and, according to her, see France unified.
Les nouveaux visages.
The new faces that you will discover, faces beaming with enthusiasm and life, are the vanguard of this new political elite that will take responsibility for the country when the Macron adventure comes to an end. Beyond the parliamentary group, we will pursue the work of bringing together the French people within a big popular movement, unifying all the patriots on both the right and the left, a national rally to defend the country in the face of crumbling, which we see every day.
Ms. Le Pen hailed the historic result for her party, saying it will make Mr. Macron a minority president.
I express all my gratitude to the voters who gave me their trust. This trust gives us an obligation. We have reached the three objectives we were aiming for: to make Emmanuel Macron a minority president, to preserve the country from the reign of a single party and a president with uncontrolled power, with the risk, as we know, that he can abuse.
Que nous lui connaissons d'en abuser.
There could now potentially be weeks of political deadlock as the president seeks to reach out to new parties. As president, Mr. Macron retains control over foreign policy, with the 44-year-old hoping to play a prominent role in putting an end to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. His supporters expressed disappointment in the result and raised concerns for the future. Clément is one of Mr. Macron's supporters.
This is a disappointment. There's uncertainty because we don't know what will happen next, what deals will take place. Will the parliament group be able to function, or will they make compromise with other groups? So there's disappointment and uncertainty.
Antoine echoed the same sentiment.
I'm disappointed to not have an absolute majority, but now we still have a relative majority, and that will not prevent the president to lead his projects in the National Assembly. We're of course disappointed to not have the absolute majority, but that's what the results are, and we'll wait for the next weeks impatiently.
The new left-wing coalition, NUPES, under 70-year-old hard-left figurehead Jean-Luc Mélenchon, called Sunday's results, above all, an electoral failure for Mr. Macron. Left-wing NUPES supporter Brahim says there's going to be great change.
This is a great day, an exceptional one, because there's going to be a great change, and we have found a great man for the government who will step into the Prime Minister's office. He will change a lot of things, and we'll live in joy, in peace, in humanity.
Christian Jacob, the head of the French Conservative Party, Les Républicains, says his camp will remain in the opposition after Mr. Macron lost his absolute majority in the parliament.
We will probably be more than 60 MPs. It is a stinging failure for Emmanuel Macron, who is paying for his cynicism, to have always exploited the extremes. As far as we, Les Républicains, are concerned, we campaigned in opposition, we are in opposition, and we will remain in opposition. Things are very clear. It will be, as we have always done, a constructive opposition, but a real opposition to Emmanuel Macron, who will have destroyed everything. His five-year term will have been a total failure, and that is what brings this result today.
Les Républicains are seen as a likely partner to which Mr. Macron might reach out in view of forming a governing coalition. He could also try to run a minority government that will have to negotiate laws with other parties on a case-by-case basis. There is no script in France for how things will unfold as Mr. Macron seeks to find a way forward to avoid paralysis. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.